Before the sun rises, 47-year-old Astu Jha and her daughter Johnny ride a bus through Dakar's faintly lit streets to get to her corner breakfast stand where she has sold bean-filled baguettes and coffee for 4 years. Before sandwiches, Jha sold local juices, water, and peanuts, but a breakfast stand seemed a better way to help support her family.
I wanted to help out my husband and our 7 kids. It's hard work and sometimes I cannot cover my costs. But even though it's really hard, I'm still able to help out more than before.
A 10-minute bus ride later, Jha arrives at her husband's metal shop, which is also the kitchen for her food stand. Mother and daughter work quickly. They heat a bucket of water and stir beans over a fire that will go into her signature spicy lentil sandwich, a best-selling 50-cent long baguette. While Johnny washes glasses, Jha fills a large silver bowl with the lentils. By 7:30, she takes her seat for the morning rush. Mamadou Chope comes in for the local drink, a heavily sugared, frothy local drink that tastes like a spicy mix of coffee and tea. He is a security guard who leaves his house before sunrise every day to travel 30 kilometers to Dakar.
I come when I have the money. Sometimes, when I do not have money, I will still come by and she will sell me on credit. Here, I can eat good home-cooked food. Women like her help us out a lot. We do not have much money. At Astu's stand, for less than 50 cents, you can be full.
A group of men debate the recent presidential elections in Senegal. 4 hours and dozens of customers later, Jha counts her change. She is short of the $6 needed to cover her expenses on bread, butter, coffee, and beans.
Mondays are the hardest because most people do not have the money yet to pay at the beginning of the work week. Maybe tomorrow will be better.
Folding her apron, Jha takes a lentil sandwich with mayonnaise. Leaving her daughter to work the lunch shift, Jha leaves and waits for the bus to go home. Despite her cash problem on most Mondays, Jha was able to make $2,000 last year from her food stand. This is in a country where about half the population is unemployed, and for those who work, their average annual salary is about $700. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.